Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. Yes, Christian McVeigh on vocals. You can be cold as ice. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Treasurer, 17-year member of our Brain Trust and the founder of Giant Leap Consulting, author of The Leadership Killer, Reclaiming Humility in an Arrogant World, and Reclaiming Humility in the Age of Arrogance. Thank you, Bill, again, for being here. Congratulations on your great success. I need your website one more time, please.
Sure. www.couragebuilding.com or giantleapconsulting.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. Hey, Bill, your book on humility and arrogance, those are two you've been helping us define leadership with two word definitions. And isn't humility and arrogance isn't that the paradox of a leader? You know, we've got to be a little bit froggy, a little bit arrogant to think we can do something, but also, as you alluded to as we went to the break, also to have the humility to recognize that there's a pretty good chance you might fail, you will fail.
Oh, yeah. You know, so what we would say that John Havlick and I, the Navy SEAL, is we talk about the aspiration of confident humility, that we need both. We need a confident leader that has a willingness to pursue the future aggressively, and we want to make sure that leader has never lost sight of their roots and they know where they came from. We need this wonderful blend of confident humility. But when confidence moves into overconfidence or into conceit, it moves into what we call hubris. Mm-hmm. Hubris and
foolhardiness
turns the leader all about himself.
And
right, exactly.
Expensive.
That's dangerous.
And if you're a true leader and you're a veteran manager, when you hear terms like Bill just gave you, you hear expensive. You hear not leading edge, but bleeding edge. You hear failure.
Right.
You hear failure, complete failure, not just failure. If you're a leader and you can't get comfortable with failure, you're not going to make a lot of progress yourself, and you're going to have a harder time redeeming others, aren't you? If failure is not something that you're prepared to deal with, it's going to be hard for you to redeem others. And I don't know how you can grow leaders if you don't know how to redeem them.
Right. I love this idea of redemption, right? Because people are going to, this is the way we learn. You had Christy McVie from Fleetwood Mac coming in as our bump music about I'm over my head. But, you know, you have to actually be in over your head sometimes to learn.
Right.
You've got to,
right.
You know, put yourself a little bit over your skis. You've got to make yourself uncomfortable to learn new things that you've not done before. And that is an engagement, an encounter with discomfort. And that does take courage that you talked about before. But it means you're going to fail sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any leader worth his or her salt has earned the merit badges by making some mistakes along the way and having some failures. And those, you know, you learn not to touch the stove because you touch the stove, you know, and it's damn hot and you don't want to do it again.
Somebody came to my office once to ask me for advice about something. Turns out I knew a lot about what they were asking me about, and I sort of could tell they weren't paying attention. I said, dude, you need to listen to me. I'm still making payments on this advice I'm giving you.
That's exactly right. So, you know, some more of these concepts, right? The next one would be get real, be authentic. So we want a leader who is a real person. We don't want some shallow, fakey, you know, all about themselves person, and practice humility. So those are all under the personal conduct. But that's not enough. There are some practices you have to do as a leadership. And the first practice is get results. You do that by take action, solve problems. So get results, take action, solve problems. Those are some essentials of leaders that all leaders need to be. It's not a you know, to some degree, it's a philosophical aspiration. But at the end of the day, you've got to be concrete. You've got to get some things done as a leader. And that involves making decisions, taking risks, and modeling courage.
So that's and one thing I want to point out is as a leader isn't just occupying a space. And that's what you're saying. On the farm, we called it making a showing, Bill. Did you make a showing today?
Right.
When you look back at the end of the day, how much of a fence row did you build? How long was your fence? How much hay did you put up? You know, it's called making a showing. If you're going to be a leader, you have to have practices and execution, successful execution, so that not only do you make a showing, but it's something that's sustainable, right? And that's what you're looking for.
I was working with a leader out at the Southern Cal University, and she was a leader of a bunch of scientists. There were about 35 scientists, and she was a young woman who was put into this leadership role, and she used three words, and she said, I'll give you the two words, and you know what the word is in the middle. She said, get blank done. You got to get blank done. At the end of the day, you know, you've got to be actually able to do stuff.
That's
so
right.
She used three words.
Hey, Bill, I need your website one
you know,
more time.
Leaders,
I need your website, please.
You got it. CourageBuilding.com, BillTreasurer.com, GiantLeapConsulting.com.
He's everywhere.
It's always great to be with you.
Good job. Bill Treasurer, ladies and gentlemen. He's like a chicken, man. He's everywhere. Check those things out. Check out his books. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. We'll get Bill Treasurer back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.